This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
Don't you hate it when your green heroes go to the dark side? No, I didn't say Elon Musk. This is about the one-time good guys of the car industry. Now they're fighting to keep making polluting cars and trucks. If we name the worst of the bunch, you are in for a shock. This really matters. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says transportation emissions are the single largest source of greenhouse gases in the United States. And digging behind the scenes, just making cars hurts people and damages the environment. It could be better. Our guest is Erica T. Patterson from the NGO Public Citizen. Erica has a master's degree in urban and regional planning from UCLA. She has led a number of remarkable campaigns for social justice in California and nationally. She was the Climate and Environment Justice Campaign Director for the Action Center on Race and the Economy. Now, Erica is the Auto Supply Chain Campaign Director for the NGO Public Citizen. From Los Angeles, Erica T. Patterson, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thanks so much, Alex. Really glad to be here.
All right. I'll start with a confession. My wife and I bought the most fuel-efficient car on the market at the time that we could afford. It was a used 2007 Toyota Yaris, and it gets 45 miles to the gallon, which is about 5 liters per 100 kilometers for our European and Canadian listeners. And we love Toyota. So it was super disturbing last fall to hear the Toyota CEO, Akio Toyoda, dismiss a switch to all electric cars. He committed Toyota to a long future producing global warming machines. Erica, what is going on with the former green innovator, Toyota?
Yeah, I would say despite how Toyota's positioned its public image as being a leader on sustainable technology, Toyota has actively lobbied against climate policy and was ranked the automaker with the worst impact on climate policy globally for 2 years running. I think other consumers would be disturbed to learn that Toyota joined a Trump-era lawsuit to strip the state of California of its ability to set its own vehicle emission standards. And in early 2022, Toyota threatened to cease manufacturing cars in the UK if they didn't water down their strong clean car rules. So, yeah, it's been really disturbing seeing the formerly recognized company that was perceived as being a leader on providing sustainable vehicles really pushing back on the strides they're trying to make towards sustainable transportation options.
But Toyota claims they lead the electrified vehicles field with more than 20 million hybrids sold worldwide. Those hybrid cars saved a lot of emissions. What is the problem?
So the problem with this is that there are cleaner zero emission options available that other automakers are investing in, and Toyota has been pushing back on making the transition to zero emission vehicles. So it's very problematic that they're trying to halt transition in this direction.
The hybrids still burn gas, part of the time, and we just can't do that anymore and still have a livable environment. Well, making cars the way we do now requires a ton of fossil fuels in production all the way down the supply chain, which you specialize in. Erica, has anybody managed to add up the total carbon cost of making the average car?
I'm sure somebody has done the very difficult math of adding all of those numbers up, but I think what I really want your listeners to know about the importance of cleaning up auto supply chains is that for decades, supply chains have been really riddled with climate, environmental, and human rights abuses. And the EV transition is transforming the cars that we drive, but automakers are still largely operating as business as usual for their supply chains, which means people and our planet are continuing to be harmed. So ditching petrol and diesel means that the lifetime emissions of an EV are far lower than an internal combustion engine vehicle. But with EVs still being manufactured with high emission materials like steel and aluminum, we really need automakers to step up and commit to adopting policies and fossil-free supply chains and supply chains that are respecting and honoring workers' rights, indigenous communities' rights, and other communities on the front lines of extraction for those resources.
Right. Should we talk about race and social justice when it comes to car making?
We absolutely have to talk about race and social justice when talking about this transition. You know, workers, frontline communities, and indigenous communities who are on the front lines of extraction, they really must be at the center of guiding how we transform our supply chains to be truly sustainable, equitable, and responsible. In the auto supply chain scorecard, we found that no companies have a single standalone indigenous rights policy. That means all 18 automakers don't have policies in place to prevent, mitigate, or remedy any kinds of issues or abuses that indigenous communities are facing in their supply chain, especially concerning given that in the U.S. alone, many of the minerals needed for EVs are located within 35 miles of indigenous lands. And it's very clear from recent studies that growing demand for lithium could fuel water shortages, corporate and government seizure of indigenous lands, and our ecosystem destruction. So it's critically important that we talk about social justice and frontline and indigenous communities as we're transforming our supply chains.
Talk to us about the groups leading the fight for better behavior in the car industry. What are activists doing and asking for?
Lead the Charge is a diverse coalition of local, national, and global advocacy groups, such as Cultural Survival, First Peoples Worldwide, Industrious Labs, Sierra Club, and Mighty Earth, and many others, Sunrise Project, who are really demanding that these automakers leverage their purchasing power to transition their supply chains to be responsible, sustainable, and equitably sourced. Well, for Toyota specifically, we're calling on Toyota to phase out internal combustion engine vehicles in the U.S. and Europe by 2030 and globally by 2035. We're also demanding that Toyota align their advocacy and lobbying with the goals of phasing out fossil fuel-powered vehicles, and to be really a voice for 100% renewable energy economy-wide. We're also demanding that these automakers require 100% renewable energy throughout their supply chains globally by 2035. We are also pushing for Toyota and other automakers to require responsible sourcing of battery minerals and to develop battery design that allows for easy reuse and recycling of those minerals. And you know, to the point I was making earlier about centering frontline indigenous and other communities who live near sites of extraction, automakers must establish clear commitments to indigenous people's rights to free, prior, and informed consent. And they should be extending that requirement to their suppliers. And then lastly, we also found that there's really a lack of commitment across the board on around workers' rights. And so we are demanding that companies pay their workers a living wage and commit to protecting workers' rights to unionize. Toyota specifically lacks a policy around living wages and protecting workers' rights to unionize. And this is especially concerning with Toyota's lack of policy on workers' rights, because Toyota allegedly interfered with workers' rights to unionize at its U.S. facilities, and the company has opposed federal legislation that would have expanded EV tax credits for EVs that are assembled in union facilities. And what's even more appalling is there have been recent reports that found massive links between major automakers, including Toyota, and China's Xinjiang region, where the Chinese government is committing human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims, like forced labor.
You know, weather in the United States and around the world has been destabilized. I don't have to tell you about that in California. Just a storm after storm hitting there, and we've got crazy heat popping up in the land and in the sea. So we know a climate emergency is developing, and even making all electric vehicles burns a lot of carbon. The question no one wants to ask is just this: can humans afford to keep on producing personal vehicles at all? What are your personal thoughts on that, Erica?
Yeah, I mean, as a an urban planner and as somebody who primarily walks and takes transit in a place like Los Angeles that has such a strong car culture. And, you know, I think that, sure, we do need to transition off of fossil fuel powered cars to zero emission electric cars, because we really need to cut those tailpipe emissions. But this cannot be the only solution, especially given the way our supply chains operate. You know, we of course need automakers to clean up their supply chains. But I think what we really need to be talking about is that we need ambitious policies around investing in mass transit, making our cities and towns more walkable, and creating a circular economy so that we have, you know, robust systems in place to recycle batteries and to really have a more sustainable approach with the materials that are needed for our personal vehicles, for our transit vehicles, and so forth.
We all want a stable climate, and we want clean air to breathe, but real life as it is, it feels like we need to go along to get along. We need to make compromises and burn a little fossil fuel here and a little there. You've talked about the Lead the Charge Coalition. We know Public Citizen and Greenpeace and other groups are working hard on this. How can we help?
There's a couple of ways that you and your listeners can join the fight to demand greater accountability and transparency from automakers and to push them to clean up their supply chains. An email action that folks could take, which will send emails to all of the automakers so that we can communicate the breadth of support for this change that we're seeking. And we'd love any amplification that you and your listeners can do on social media around a recent letter that Public Citizen and 54 other organizations from 26 countries sent to the new CEO of Toyota, demanding that he phase out combustion engine cars, end anti-climate lobbying, and build fossil-free, equitable, and responsible supply chains. We'd really love any support with amplifying that on social media and make sure that the new CEO, Koji Sato, that we're all watching for his next move.
From the Climate Campaign of Public Citizen, we've been speaking with Erica T. Patterson. You can find out more at leadthecharge.org and www.citizen.org. And I'll put links to Erica's work and that letter in my own show blog at ecoshock.org so you can be a part of this movement. Please find out more about the real cost of cars and the best choices. Erica, thank you for helping us on Radio EcoShock.
Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate it.
That's it for this show. Check out all our past programs free at ecoshock.org. Thank you for listening, and let's meet up again next week.